making some homemade bread stuff that you could use to make bread rides, that would be the
yeast.
These things that chickens lay, those are
eggs.
What about the parts of an egg? What are they called?
The white and the yolk.
What color is that yolk?
Yellow. Amarillo.
Say, what about a few different ways of preparing eggs that come to mind? Very common.
Fried, scrambled, poached. Yes.
Or just drop them in the water, you hot water.
Boil.
Say,
I'm on diet and I'm not able to eat them boiled, and
really?
I love them. That's why it's hard. Cholesterol.
You don't have a problem with that, do you?
I'm not going to get one. That's why.
You don't look like you should have a problem. I should have a problem. What about a piece of meat that you could cook along with your greens, you know, to give it a little...
Salt pork.
Does that usually have a good bit of lean, or is it mostly fat, or what?
It's mostly fat. Sow belly.
Sow belly, yeah. Salt pork, sow belly. Anything else that might be called?
Oh, I know what you're trying to get to, but I know.
Is that the same thing as fat back?
Yeah, fat back and sow belly are not exactly the same. They're the same purpose. Mm-hmm. You know?
I see. What about, say, if you're going this meat that comes in strips that people fry?
Bacon?
Yeah. If you're going to want to buy a lot of that but not have it sliced up, you'd say you bought a whole...
Slab.
Anything else that you've heard people use mean the same thing?
That's what we call it.
Slab bacon.
Yeah.
What about side bacon?
Side. And that would usually be bigger because you could get more than one slab out of a side.
I've heard people call something like that a million.
No, I haven't.
Or say if you just slice your own bacon, that tough part out of it that you...
The rind.
Yeah. And one fellow said he liked to eat that. I didn't know exactly how he made it.
You fry it.
Really?
It's sort of like crackling. Yeah, it's really pretty good.
I would thought you'd break your teeth on it or something. It's not that bad, though.
Well, it's you're supposed to cut a little bit of the fat off behind the rind, or it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
To make shoes.
Is there any other type of meat that you buy sliced man to eat with eggs that you know of?
Ham, sometimes.
Is it, talking about smoked meat, what do you usually think of smoked meat?
I think sausage and turkey.
Mm.
And ham sometimes.
Per se, I don't know if you see many of these people anymore, but used to a man who dealt exclusively with meat, you would call him a
butcher.
Do they, where you're from, still have butchers per se?
Well, no, just within larger stores.
Or say, if you were describing the condition of meat that's been kept too long, you'd say it's what?
Spoiled.
Well, what about butter that's the same way?
Rancid.
Have you heard any other terms that people might use to describe the taste or condition of bad butter?
Putrid.
Putrid, yeah. What about the term funky? Have you ever heard that used?
Not very much, no. Not by some of the modern generation.
Yeah.
Our age, but not much of that.
Yeah. What does that word mean to you, funky? Somebody says something that's funky. Yeah.
It's something just out of whack. It's not right.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.